Just a thought. Just a thought. I have lots of thoughts that go through my mind. I have lots of thoughts that take charge of my thinking and demand my attention. And these thoughts, they say to me, hey, you gotta look at me, you gotta look at me. I'm important, look at me. I stubbed my toe. I burned my finger. I had a good piece of cake. Oh, ho, yes, indeed. That's wonderful. Just a thought. How many just a thoughts are piling up into our mind? And do we follow up on the thoughts that are happy thoughts? Are thoughts that make us feel good? Or do we follow up on thoughts that make us feel sad? Do we follow up on thoughts that make us feel unhappy with ourselves, where we're not in charge? Are you in charge of your thoughts? Are you in charge of who you are? Are you in charge of the type of person that you are? Are you the type in charge of all of the things that you think about? Are you really the one who makes the decisions in your life about what you think about? Do you think about things that are positive? Do you think about things that are positive that make you feel wonderful and good? Or do you think about other things? We have that opportunity to think any way that we want to think. I like to think in a very positive way, and I like to follow up on my positive thinking. I like to say, yes, I have learned new things today. I have earned new ideas in my consciousness, and I have paid attention to them, and I thought, how wonderful they are. Yes, how wonderful they are. Just how grand these thoughts are. And as I think about them, I think, what am I going to do about it? How am I going to think about it? How am I going to give my attention to it? Well, it's all a matter of what I really believe I am. Who do you believe you are? Do you believe that you are the ideal man, the ideal woman, the ideal child? Do you believe that you are the ideal person? I know my dog Rex, my beautiful golden retriever, he thinks he's the ideal dog. And he looks up at me with those beautiful brown eyes and he says, you know, I can always stand a treat. I can always stand a little more to eat. Oh, I had my breakfast already, but that was just something to get me interested in eating. Oh, I love to eat. I love to eat. Now, I hear him say that. And, of course, he's not really saying that. I'm saying that. Why is my dog looking up at me? He's looking up at me because he wants attention. And when I take my hand and pet him, that's sufficient for him. When I take my pat hand and just gently touch him on his head and say, you are wonderful, Rex. He wags his tail and he feels so good. He doesn't always want food. I think he wants food. And because I think he wants food, I direct him into that idea of always begging. And he's not begging. He is always there ready to be petted. He is always there ready to be loved. He is always there ready to be appreciated. How many things in our life are like that? How many things in our life are like that? We think one thing, and really it's another. We think they want to beg for food, to beg for this, to beg for that, and they're looking for attention. My dog loves to go and pick up my sandal, and he loves to play with it and shake it up, not hurt it, and bring it to me, set it down and want to play with me. He wants me to play with him. And I think that he is looking for other things. I say, oh, he's just looking for attention. He wants to play. Now, can it be anything more understandable than that? He brings me things to play with him. He brings me things that he would enjoy playing with. And he says, I like it when I'm playing with you. I like it when I'm doing things with you. I like it when we're together and having lots of fun. I like that. I like that. I like that. And as I understand him. I'm understanding me. I like to play with him. What sort of follow-up do we have on our thoughts? We say, it's just a thought. It's just a thought the dog is coming to me looking for attention, looking to play. What is he really coming to me for? He's coming to me because he reflects my love for him. And I shine it out all over him. Where is your thought? Where is your thought? Make it positive. Think only what makes you happy. I think only what makes me happy. I think about all the people who write into the Worldwide Healing Ministry and asking for help. And I say, don't you know you're already whole and perfect? To myself. I don't say this to them. Don't you know you're already whole and perfect? I think only what makes me happy. They're not calling me to ask me to look at their problem. They're calling me to ask me to look at their solution. They're calling me to ask me to look at their life of love, their life of joy, their life of goodness. That's what they're calling me for. They're calling me to say, look at me as an ideal person. And I say, wow, yes, I see you as an ideal person. I see every organ, action, function of your body is perfect. I see all the experiences of your life, exactly what you want them to be. You're wonderful, you're wonderful, you're wonderful. It's just a thought. But it's the thought that I should be thinking, I tell myself. The only thought that I think is what makes me happy. And it makes me happy to see you whole and perfect. It makes me happy to see you practicing the examples that I give you to express wholeness and perfection. It makes me happy to see your life revealing all of the goodness, all of the joy, all of the magic that you are. It makes me happy to see that and know that. And it makes you happy in the same way. That's why you call. That's why you stop me. That's why you ask the question. Many times I'm walking down city streets and people will stop me and they'll say, hi, how are you today? And I say, wonderful. And they say, thank you. And I say, I look at you. I say, without any prompting, I look at you and I see the most ideal person on the face of the earth. You are glorious. You are wonderful. Every organ, action, function in your body is perfect. You are just fantastic. You are just so magical. You are just so wonderful. And then I walk on. I walk on as though they didn't want to have any more. I leave them with my awareness of who they are, my reflection of who I am in them. Because I am whole and perfect, and I see that in them. It's just my thought. I think only what makes me happy. I think only what makes me feel good and very good. I think only what makes me feel joyful. And as I think these things, they come about. Because they always were there. There's nothing to heal. There's nothing to heal. It's all there. All we do is call it forth in our life. We call it forth in our experience. We call it forth in everything. Can you walk down the street and talk to people and say, hey, you're wonderful, you're fantastic. And people will want to talk to you because they feel that joy in your heart. They feel that love in your heart. They feel that goodness in you. It's just a thought. But where is my thought? My thought is always positive. And I follow up on that thought by saying, again and again and again, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, again and again and again. I don't care how many millions of times I say that, because each time I say it, I empower that condition to be in my life, in my world, in my allness, and that's all that matters. That's who I am. That's what I am. And that's why I am. And that's the delight in being who I am. You can have that delight in your life too, right now, today, if you want just the thought of making your thoughts always and only happy and positive. Let that be your reality today. Let that be my reality today. And it's just a thought. But what a wonderful thought it is. I love you. I love you. I love you.